Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times. Law enforcement is offering a reward for the Cleveland, Texas man who killed five people after being asked to stop shooting his AR-15-style rifle into the air. The dead, all immigrants from Honduras, include an 8-year-old child and two women who died shielding other children with their bodies. According to the Gun Violence Archive, there were 12 mass shootings this weekend. A new Fox News poll finds 6 in 10 Americans now favor an assault weapons ban. In election news, according to a new CNN analysis, of the 10 Senate seats most likely to flip in the next election, 7 are now held by Democrats. West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Montana's John Tester top the network's list. Meanwhile, postal workers are demanding action on chronic understaffing and managers they say harass, intimidate, and bully employees. Charlie Cash is with the American Postal Workers Union.
The American public and its postal service customers need to know them. They're looking at why their line is 20 minutes long or why there's only one clerk. What that issue is, of course, they're not hiring people. And because of the toxic work environment, the people that they do hire are leaving the post office in droves.
Indiana's General Assembly approved legislation to ban school library materials some call obscene or objectionable. Parents and community members can already ask school boards to review any book, but the new bill requires school libraries to publicly list the books in their collection and create a formal grievance process. South Bend Democratic State Representative Ryan Dvorak says that invites chaos.
There will be an endless stream of circuses in school board meetings going forward from here. And in the end, they're going to be presented with decision-making that they already do on books that might be problematic to begin with. The whole thing is a bit of a joke.
New data finds the population in Kentucky's jails and state prisons jumped 2.5 times in the last 4 decades. Black Kentuckians make up less than 9% of the state's population, but a fifth of the prison population. And Ashley Spaulding with the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy says the new numbers don't include those in federal prisons.
Far too many low-level offenses, including cannabis possession, criminal littering, public intoxication. There are lots of ways that people end up serving long sentences.
Finally, an environmental group wants to refocus Cinco de Mayo. Olivia Juarez with Green Latinos says the holiday has been co-opted by corporate interests to sell alcohol and stereotype Mexican culture. Juarez describes the goal of their Take Back Cinco de Mayo campaign.
What we seek to do by taking back Cinco de Mayo is to enhance the holiday as a day of action, to reaffirm our commitment to protect public land, waters, and our cultures from those who seek to drill, mine, and otherwise destroy our communities.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.